From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, May 6th at 8:56. We have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets have turned higher here. We had a pretty quiet, mostly lower overnight session, but since the 8:30 Central Time reopening, we've firmed up here, especially led by soybeans, now double-digit higher here this morning, and helping pull up corn and wheat with it as well. We did see initial weakness in the wheat market with some rain seen Friday night in parts of western Kansas. Still sporadic, but it was nice to see a little bit of moisture falling in some of those drier areas. Of course, most of the talk here continues to be the flooding in southern Brazil, continuing to see the death toll, unfortunately, rise due to the flooding. Still trying to figure out, from the ag side, what the damage is going to be, here in somewhere between 1 to 3 million metric tons of soybean losses, but that's going to be a little hard to quantify exactly until we get a little further along. But we continue to see beans perk up here because of that talk. Continued delays in planting here in the U.S. We will have crop progress out this afternoon. We'll see it inch up a little higher from last week and still be maybe slightly at or slightly below the five-year average. Looks like it's going to be another quiet week in terms of planting this week with some rain slated tomorrow and then again on Wednesday, Thursday. The 6 to 10 day forecast, however, does look cooler, but also drier. So at this point, some hope that we can get back in the fields throughout the Midwest sometime next week. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that. And of course, crop report out on Friday. That'll be our first look at the balance sheet for 24-25. So new crop contracts, will be paying close attention to what those initial balance sheets look like. As for prices here this morning, we have July corn at 4.65 and a quarter. That's up 5 cents. December corn at 4.86, up 3 and 1 quarter. July soybeans at 12.32 and 1 quarter, up 17 and 1 quarter. November soybeans at 12.10 and 1 half, up 9 and 1 half. July Chicago wheat 6.28, that's up 5 and 1 half. July soybean meal 378.60, up 6.40. July bean oil at 43.76, that's up 68. Kansas City wheat for July at 6.51 and 3 quarters, up 1 and 1 half. July Minneapolis wheat at 7.08 and 3 quarters, that's down 5 and 3 quarters. Livestock markets here are lower across the board. August cattle 174.22, down 35. October's 177.85, down 20. May feeders 241.90, down 140. Ag sector here also continue to watch some dry weather in southern Russia in regards to wheat and also Ukraine, talking some frost and freeze there as well. So continue to keep an eye on that. And then as the week goes on, gradually prepare for the Friday crop reports. Export inspections out this morning, crop progress out this afternoon. But otherwise, we'll see if we can continue to hold on to this stronger start to the week, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a wonderful rest of your week. You've been listening to Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening. Urbana.